Over the past few months, we've talked to a number of doctors and nurses about their experiences during the pandemic. Today, we'll hear from Dr. Amy Mehta. She's a pulmonary critical care physician at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital. FM89's news director, Alice Daniel, spoke with her earlier this week.
Welcome to Valley Edition, Dr. Mehta. I'd like to start by asking you to describe what your days are like right now at Memorial, beginning with the precautions you take going into work to the patients you're seeing.
With COVID, you know, obviously there's more precautions that we need to take. So when I go into the hospital in the morning, just for my own protection and for my family at home, I change my clothes once I get there, when I'm going to see the COVID patients. And we have to put a gown on, an N95 mask, a face shield, head covering, and also shoe coverings before we enter the rooms, and help take care of some of the ICU patients there that have COVID-19. So I go from room to room, and then we take everything off. When I get home, I go straight to the shower, and I take a shower, and then I say hi to my family members. I have two little kids at home, and so they know that they're not supposed to hug me or touch me or, you know, have any contact with me until I have come out of the shower. And then, of course, they are very happy and greeting me with hugs. But that's my daily, that seems to be what I do every day.
So it sounds like it's become very ritualized for you.
It has. It's just become a daily thing. Don't even really think about it too much anymore. It's just something I do every day.
And so tell me about the patient's experiences. What are you seeing in the ICU and on the other floors where you're working?
So I primarily see the patients in the ICU that are on the ventilator or that are requiring high amounts of oxygen. And, you know, these patients, they are usually in the hospital for days, if not weeks, you know, requiring high amounts of oxygen, especially the ones that end up on the ventilator. You know, they are in their room by themselves. Even the ones on, actually all the COVID-19 patients are in rooms by themselves. They have contact with us, with the staff, but no visitors are allowed at the hospital right now. They are allowed to, you know, we have FaceTime so they can talk to their family through FaceTime, but some of these patients are very short of breath that they can't even really talk without their oxygen levels dropping. We encourage them to text more at that point, so they're not using their energy to talk. But, you know, some of these patients are there for quite a long time waiting for their oxygen levels to get better. And they're by themselves in a room with just no contact with their family or friends, only with the hospital staff. So it does get very hard on these patients dealing with depression and anxiety and what's going to happen to them. And we try to be as supportive as possible. But of course, it's nothing like being with one of your loved ones.
No, of course not. I would imagine that would be extremely difficult. And from talking with your patients, how are most of them contracting the virus?
I always ask my patients, you know, how do they think they got this? Some of them say they got it from their family members that they have lived with, who may have contracted from other friends or family or from work. Some patients say they got it from work. And some people just don't know. But I'd say most commonly it's from, you know, their family or friends that they've been in contact with.
And what are you seeing in terms of the long-term impact of COVID on the lungs? Are patients returning with symptoms related to lung damage?
You know, we've had some patients that have, you know, been admitted initially for a few days and have been doing well, not requiring too much oxygen and can go home. And then they come back like a week or 10 days later requiring increased amounts of oxygen. Or they sometimes have to end up on the ventilator or they're on what we call high flow, which is a high amount of oxygen delivered through the nose, or on BiPAP, which is another type of non-invasive ventilation. And then they're again stuck in the hospital for weeks. There have been a lot of reports of patients that are at home and they still are requiring oxygen at home for months, just waiting for the lungs to heal. And they are short of breath for that long too.
Is there a patient who really stands out for you, either in terms of their resiliency or how they've, you know, managed to stay in the hospital for weeks and maybe they've come out of it, or just someone you connected with?
You know, I have, we've had a few young patients, especially in their 20s or early 30s. And those patients really stand out to me, mainly because they're young, and I think that it's especially scary for them to be in the hospital by themselves and requiring high amounts of oxygen. Nobody thinks in their 20s are going to get this horrible pneumonia and have to be on so much oxygen when they were a totally normal person before and able to do anything that they wanted. I've had a few younger patients that unfortunately, you know, were diagnosed with new diabetes once they came to the hospital. And so that was probably one of their underlying conditions that made them have a more severe form of COVID, and that where they were requiring high amounts of oxygen for about a week to 10 days. Those patients really stood out to me. Fortunately, they all did very well and were able to go home. But I think it was really traumatic for them, you know, because in your 20s, you're young and active and you don't really feel like you ever need to go to the doctor because you're doing fine.
And not only for young people, but for many Californians, coronavirus numbers are kind of like metrics on a screen. But what does it mean for Kern County that cases are increasing at such a rapid rate? You know, right now the county has a total of about, or has had a total of about 17,000 cases. Tell me what that looks like to you, you know, from your perspective.
Well, we have had a big surge in cases over the last couple weeks, and it is pretty scary to see such high numbers in our county. And unfortunately, our numbers are becoming higher in the hospital of how many patients are needing to be hospitalized. I'm hoping that, you know, these numbers will start decreasing. And I think one way we can do that, which I've seen, I'm glad it's mandated now that we all wear masks, because that significantly decreases the transmission of the virus. But, you know, everyone needs to just abide by the orders of wearing a mask and avoiding large gatherings and keeping your distance. And hopefully that will improve our numbers here in Kern County.
And as we know, many of the deaths in the state are connected with nursing homes, as much as 40%. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing a lot of nursing home residents?
We were in the beginning. So initially in March and April, we were seeing a lot of nursing home patients, but recently we haven't been seeing as many. It's more, you know, younger patients in their 50s or 60s. And we haven't seen too many nursing home patients. I think they really got some good precautions in place now. And so we haven't seen too many patients come in from nursing home recently.
One more question. What's the difference between caring for a patient in the ICU versus another floor on the hospital?
So the patients in the ICU are the sickest patients in the hospital. Those are the patients that are either on the ventilator or are requiring high amounts of oxygen that, you know, they may end up being on the ventilator. They're at a high chance of ending up on the ventilator. The patients on the floor, they are usually requiring oxygen and higher amounts of oxygen than what can be delivered at home, but they're otherwise pretty stable in terms of their heart rate, their blood pressure, and their oxygen requirements are not as high as what we, you know, that they're teetering on and needed to be on the ventilator. So, you know, those patients are usually a little bit less sick, but they still get watched pretty closely. They're still on the monitor all the time. It's just a matter of kind of where they are and how are they looking and how are they breathing and how much oxygen they're requiring.
So care for any COVID patient in the hospital is still pretty intense.
Yeah, it's intense for the patient and the staff. I mean, we still use the same protective equipment wherever the patient is in the hospital. And it's just a matter of watching them carefully and, you know, making sure that they get better and they're getting all their needs attended to. A lot of these patients, they also lose their appetite. They don't, you know, they don't feel good. They're not hungry. And, you know, some of them need fluids or any other type of nutrition. So, you know, they need help using the bathroom because they get so short of breath just moving around trying to use the restroom. So they do need a lot of care.
Wow. Well, Dr. Mehta, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.